Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forgive me, Season 3, Episode 1, Another Disaster at the Donut Festival.
Sorry, Ben. A deal is a deal. You're not backing out of this now.
Listen, it was one thing talking to you about this, but it's another seeing all of them.
Oh, you'll be fine. A passionate man like you, I know you've got the heart.
For now, I do.
I handled masses for 2 weeks while you were off gallivanting around meet your friends.
Gallivanting? I was on a silent retreat with the Genesee River monks.
I'm sure you've had plenty of time to meditate on how to get through today.
Father Ben! Hey, Father Ben!
Oh, they actually came! Hi, Luke! Stay there, I'll be right down.
Don't you go too far. We're doing this in 5 minutes.
I'll be back. Just making sure they're spelling my name right on the trophy.
Hi, Father Ben.
Good to see you, Adam.
You too.
Oh, okay.
Caught it. Sorry about that, Father.
It's all right, Andrew. Good to see you.
Well, Father, I'd like a word with you when you have a moment.
Sure, Margaret. I'm going to greet some guests now, but I'll find you later.
Don't leave me waiting for too long now, young man.
I won't, Margaret. Hey, Luke. Oh, and Sydney, so great to see you both. And who is this little one?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Yeah. Good to see you too, Ben. This is Archer. Archie, can you say hi?
Good to meet you too, Archie. He's very cute. Good job, you two.
Thanks, Father. Hope we didn't get you in trouble back there.
With who? Margaret? Oh, no, she's fine.
She reminds me of Sister Marianne.
I had the same thought when I first met her. Gosh, it's really great to see you both in person. I couldn't believe it when you called.
We couldn't believe it when we heard you were out here. Imagine our luck.
What brings you over from Binghamton anyway?
This one has always dreamed of starting an apple orchard.
You bought an orchard?
Well, we bought a field, but one that Luke is certain can grow apples.
It's going to be amazing, Ben. The property is gorgeous, like something out of a storybook. Plus, there's already a beautiful farmhouse on the property. It's a really special place.
The tap water is brown and smells like sulfur, but other than that, I'm excited too.
Who needs water when you can drink cider, right?
Seems like a fun adventure.
We gotta have you over. I'll give you a full tour of the place.
You've been here, what, 2 years now, Ben? I think you can believe what a country field looks like, Luke.
I'd love to see it sometime.
Be careful what you say, Ben, or he'll have you with gloves on planting trees within 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, Sid. I'd wait at least 15.
I'm always open to a hard day's work. The life of a priest can definitely be a bit sedentary at times.
Speaking of, we were so blown away when we called the church to speak to the pastor and you picked up. The way Father Antonio talked after you left, it sounded like you'd been shipped halfway across the world. What'd he say?
Father Ben has been chosen for an emergency mission on behalf of the church.
That does sound a bit dramatic.
So imagine our surprise finding you as the pastor in our new hometown.
Not quite an emergency mission, but here I am.
There's gotta be an interesting story there.
Oh, Nothing so dramatic, but, it's just... Well, the priest on the stage there, he was sick and I had to leave. Well, not leave. I was needed to support, just helping out the church. Look at me rambling on. Let me show you around.
Yes, please. We've been dreaming of coming to the Donut Festival all week since you invited us.
Seriously, nothing like a week of unpacking boxes to make you crave fried dough.
Biggest event of the year. Let's come over to the right here. This is our petting zoo, graciously hosted by Tom. Tom, this is Luke and Sydney. They're going to be joining the parish.
Good to meet you. Great to see some other younger faces around. Most of the community here is pretty stuck in the 1970s.
Way to sell it, Tom.
What? It's the truth.
Don't worry, Father. We both love a good bingo night.
Glad to hear it. Where's Emily?
We left David's sweater in the car, and it's getting a little chilly. She had to take a call, so she ran back to get it for him.
I'll come back around later to say hi. See you in a bit.
Sounds good, Father. Oh, and good luck. You're gonna need it. Nice meeting you all.
Good luck.
You'll see in a couple minutes. Come over this way. This is our Dunk the Usher booth. Hey, Steve. This is Luke and Sydney. They're new to the parish.
Nice to meet you.
Is that Wade?
Hey there, Father Ben.
Good to see you, Wade.
Are you gonna dunk me?
Maybe in a bit. Hey, Steve?
Yeah, one second, Father. That'll be $1.
Here you go.
It's like 50 degrees out here. Is it safe for us to be dropping people in the dunking booth?
What? Oh, no, he loves it. Carl Donaldson was in there earlier and did start turning purple, but Wade's young enough to be dunked for hours yet.
Do your worst. Yes!
Still got it.
Oh, absolutely.
What a rush! Great throw! We need you on the softball team.
Seriously? That sounds great.
And that'll pat his ego for the next week. Ben, can we move along before we sign up for more activities while trying to raise a newborn? Nice to meet you, Steve.
You too. Look forward to seeing you at Mass.
Yeah, you too.
All right, let's see here. Oh, right over here.
We'll follow your lead.
Well, this is Roger. Supreme Admiral Roger Alito.
A pleasure to meet you both.
Roger runs St. Patrick's chapter of the men's club, the Armada of Amerigo. But today, he and Supreme Vice Admiral Brett are helping Lisa here with face painting.
And what a big help they've been, Father. Oh, nice to meet you folks.
Well, we were supposed to have a classic guess your age or weight booth. Vice Admiral Brett even brought the scout from his UPS facility.
But I said it would be wildly inappropriate for our already somewhat exclusionary church organization to go around guessing people's age and weight.
Exclusionary, ma'am. I'll have you know that just last year, Brett's wife founded a nearly equivalent organization for the women of this parish. Isn't that right, Brett?
Sure is, Admiral.
Yes. And she named them the Seat Maidens of Maria.
That is certainly impressive, Admiral.
It certainly is.
Lisa, I'm guessing Mitch didn't want to join us today?
Actually, he's around here somewhere.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm as surprised as you. He was genuinely excited to come. I'm guessing he'd just take any excuse to call out of work on a Saturday, but I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth.
A win is a win with teenagers. Thanks again for taking on our extra volunteers.
In all honesty, they've been fine. The Supreme Admiral isn't happy, but Brett has really taken to the canvas. Isn't that right, Vice Admiral?
Hmm? Oh, yes. I'm just about finished with Emma here. And there. We're done. Take a look, Emma. What do you think?
It's just a brown circle?
Sounds like a donut to me, huh? Have a good day now.
Thanks, I guess.
Lisa, do you mind if I rest my hands for a bit? Have to respond to a few moves on my Chess with Buddies app.
Sounds like you're up, Supreme Admiral.
Can I interest anyone in a donut on their face?
I think I'm good for now, Roger. Either of you want something? Baby Archie?
Oh, sure. What do you say, Archie? Want some face paint?
What kind of donut does he like? I can do glaze, frosted with sprinkle, Boston cream.
He's a baby, so honestly, whatever is fine.
Father Ben, please report to the stage. It's time.
That's my cue.
What's happening?
Like I said, you'll see.
And here he is, everyone's second favorite priest.
Father Clem, folks. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to this year's Donut Festival. I'm so excited about all the money we've been able to raise so far to support the St. Patrick's Food Pantry. It really warms my heart to know all the fun being had here today means food on the table for so many in our community. I'm also just so happy that our dear Father Clem, who founded this festival, is back and healthy enough to be both the host and guest of honor this year.
We'll see how happy you are in a few minutes.
That we will, Father Clem. But in all seriousness, I do quickly just want to say that I know it's been a crazy couple of years for all of us, but it means the world to me how welcoming this community has been. We may not always see eye to eye, but I am consistently blown away with just how connected and loving this parish is. With Father Clem back in the fold and faces old and new joining together, I believe we're in for a very special year at St. Patrick's.
All right, son, that's enough of your rambling. It's time to eat some donuts. As many of you likely know, the last time we had one of these festivals, I went into cardiac arrest during the donut eating competition. Well, after speaking to my doctor, she made it very clear participating in another one would be, in her words, suicide. Luckily for us, the formidable Father Ben has decided to take my place in pursuit of fried glory. Can the other two competitors join us on stage? Please take your seats. In the middle seat, as I just mentioned, the bad man of Bingham.
Didn't expect to see you here, Joe.
Yes. Substitute priesting.
Well, I may not receive the same respect I once did in this welcoming community. But my wife did fry the donuts, so I figure I could participate in the competition, given I'm the reigning champion.
Champion? You only won because you kept eating donuts after Clem keeled over. They didn't even give you a trophy.
And that's why I'm back, to take what's rightfully mine.
Whatever you say, Joe.
Let's hear it for Clara
Marte! Clara, you're already eating? We haven't started yet.
What? It's free donuts.
And also Joe Walters is competing. In front of each competitor is a pyramid of 39 donuts. That's right, 3 baker's dozen. They will have 10 minutes to see who can eat the most donuts.
Clem, honestly, I don't know if I can do this.
Too late, Ben. Begin eating in 5.
Oh God, here we go.
4, 3, 2, 1. Start your eating.
Did you bring a gun?
Don't worry, everyone. It's a prop gun. I borrowed it from Clara. Which is a great reminder that Clara's youth group will be putting on a modern adaptation of The Passion of the Christ this year.
Tickets are $50.
Looking at our contestants, it looks like Joe Walters is off to an early lead, but you have to wonder if he'll have the endurance to keep up his pace. Clara is right on his tail, eating 2 at a time. Benji, you better start tucking those donuts away. These other 2 are already a baker's dozen in.
I'm trying.
I didn't expect the drink we'd get to be hot coffee.
What else are you supposed to serve me donuts?
What was that?
Sounds like a priest looking for a reason to stop eating donuts.
No, who's that running? Mitchell?
Fire!
fire! There's a fire! Call 911!
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Thank you both so much for sticking around.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know Luke wanted to play volunteer firefighter for the afternoon. Plus, Archie and I got to hang out at the petting zoo, and nothing gets a one-year-old excited quite like a pig in a sweater.
Well, I promise I've been at this parish for over a year, and this is easily the largest fire we've had so far.
Donuts, fire emergency, watching you publicly embarrass yourself on stage. It's clear this place is a heck of a lot more fun than Mother of Mercy back in Bing. You've got yourself a couple new parishioners, I'd say.
I'm glad to hear it.
Benji, there you are. You know, I have to say, on a personal level, this was still a much more enjoyable festival than the last one.
Hey, Clem. This is Luke, Sydney, and baby Archie. They're the potential new parishioners I told you about.
Well, can't say you didn't try, Benji. Look, Sydney, I don't think the Lutheran Church has had a fire in several months. Might be a good place to look next.
We'd still come here even if the church itself burned down. Father Ben was such a breath of fresh air at our last church.
That pulpit must have been very far from the pews, I promise you. Father Ben's breath is anything but.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I'd rather have our apartment burned down than deal with the hassle this will cause.
Yes. Probably would have been better if the whole church burned down and this was spared.
I'm told you're the fire marshal. I demand answers. Now!
Sorry, sir. I can't just share details from an active fire.
Admiral, they already said it's likely an oil fire from the donuts.
Do you have any idea who I am?
Oh, yeah. You're that guy from the van commercials. You think you're a man? Get a conversion van.
Well, yes. And come by the dealership anytime for our special local heroes rate. But I'll have you know that I am the Supreme Admiral of the St. Patrick's Chapter of the Armada of Amerigo.
Look, Supreme Admiral, there's Father Ben. Maybe we can leave the fire marshal alone? Especially considering he's my wife's cousin. Sorry, Ted.
All good, Brett. Part of the gig.
Here they come.
Sorry, Benji. You're on your own with this one. Luke, Sydney, little baby, why don't I give you a quick history of St. Patrick's?
Oh, that sounds great. Sorry, Father.
Wait, don't leave me. And they're gone.
Okay. But no, I go to the same country club as the mayor, and he will be hearing about this.
You're welcome for stopping your church from burning down.
Oh, so you think you're so heroic for doing your job.
Please, come on, Admiral. He's not worth it, and I have to go to a wedding with him next week.
Fine. Father, a word, please.
Hi, Roger. I'm so sorry for what happened to the A of A Lounge.
And bowling alley.
What?
It's the A of A Lounge and bowling alley. It was the A of A Lounge and bowling alley.
You've upset him, Father.
You know how fragile the Vice Admiral is.
I'm sorry for the oversight. And again, so sorry for what happened. I know how much that space meant to your community.
We appreciate that, Father, and look forward to the rebuilding.
I know you're a resilient bunch and wouldn't expect anything less.
With that in mind, I think it's only appropriate for a redirection of today's fundraising.
Wait, what?
I'm sure everyone here would agree that this is the most urgent cause facing our ministry now.
You want us to use funds that were raised for our food pantry, which feeds hungry people, to repair your lounge?
And bowling alley!
And bowling alley?
I mean, it's a drop in the bucket of what we'll need, but it's a start. I know it's a difficult conversation, and you have a tendency for... what do you kids call it? Anxiety about this whole thing. But I believe in you, Father.
I don't think you're seeing the point.
Father Benjamin, come on now. We're all in this together. We'll raise funds and use church funding to rebuild. That, in combination with the lawsuit we'll be slapping on the arsonist who did this, will allow us to create a space greater than what was there before.
And two lanes for the bowling alley.
That's right, Vice Admiral. Two lanes. We're going to have two lanes.
But Admiral, I don't think there's been any evidence of arson.
I wouldn't expect you or these fools in the fire department to see it, but nothing escapes the eyes of a car salesman. We'll find him or her.
Please tell me you're not about to start interrogating half the church.
Father, I get it. You're scared. This is a scary time. But we'll do what's best.
Roger, I'm not... Look... The church won't condone that kind of thing from you.
Given this is your fault, I expect a bit more cooperation.
Are you accusing me of arson?
Whoa, whoa. Calm down, Big Hoss. I'm just saying that you've poisoned this church against its more traditionally minded parishioners.
I highly doubt somebody would stoop to that level.
You really don't think there are any left-wing, gay-supporting, socialist SJWs in this church who would be willing to go full Antifa on our peaceful lounge?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, easy there, Father. I didn't mean to strike a nerve.
You really don't need to get upset, Father.
Look, you cannot harass the members of this church.
We'll find some time to talk next week. Please bring the church financial books to the meeting. We have some reworking to do.
I get that this is shocking, and what happened is terrible, but I'm serious. Your group does not run St. Patrick's.
Oh, yes. That's a good point. We'll talk more next week. Come on, Brett. We have to plan a vigil and an investigation.
What? Wait! Here we go again.
Stay tuned for a glimpse into Father Ben's time with the Genesee River Monks. But first, the credits. Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Jack Marone
and
Bob Ramunda.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Josh Rubino, Father Clem,
Casey Callahan, Father Ben,
Zach Valenti, Luke,
Dallas Wheatley, Andrew,
Adam Raimunda, Adam,
Milo Marone,
Archie,
Lauren Shippen, Sydney,
Anne Sweet, Margaret,
Derek Emerson Powell, Tom,
Jack Marone, Steve,
Jordan Higgs, Wade,
Bob Frame, Roger,
Danielle Ellett, Lisa,
Michael Antico, Brett,
Sam Twardy, Emma,
Michael Larkin, Joe Walters,
Crystal Osborne, Clara,
Sawyer Green, Mitchell,
Jay Kelka, Ted,
and coming up in the epilogue,
Jeremy Beasley, Brother Jonathan.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. Additional music by John Bartman. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
This season, we've got a 13-episode Patreon-exclusive series called Confessions with Clem. Our patrons will get a glance into the secrets of the St. Patrick's community with everyone's favorite witty nihilistic priest. This week's episode, we hear Bella come into the confessional for the first time in preparation for her first communion.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
You're forgiven! Ah... That wasn't so bad, was it?
Father Clem!
What?
You can't forgive me until I tell you what I've done.
Says who?
To get access to this Patreon exclusive series, as well as an ad-free version of our feed, become a supporting parishioner over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. Are you enjoying the start of our new season? If you are, go follow the show on your favorite podcast player. If you really enjoyed it, rate it and review it on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. We'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 2. For now, let's flash back to Father Ben's experience with the Genesee River Monks.
Thank you, Brother Jonathan. It's great to be here and commune peacefully.
I'll go ahead and buzz you in now. I'd like to remind you, once through this gate, we ask you to remain totally silent.
My lips are sealed. My lips are sealed? Ugh, don't joke. What a waste of my last words. Brother Jonathan didn't even crack a smile. Are you allowed to smile here? You have to be, right? Gotta remember to keep an eye out for people smiling. Well, here we are. At peace. This is nice. Fully calm. Such a beautiful quiet. Shoes. What? Why did I just think the word shoes? Weird word. Shoes. 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 Not that weird. Did I bring more than one pair? I think I just brought these recent balances. I can't imagine why I'd need a pair of Oxfords. But what if we go on a hike? Do monks hike? I didn't think we'd be leaving the grounds. I don't know if I can do this.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air. I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.